From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the president's comments in a press conference yesterday reverberating today.
But first to Ukraine, which Russia continues to claim it has not invaded. NATO says facts on the ground indicate otherwise. It says there are at least 1,000 Russian troops in eastern Ukraine, along with tanks and artillery. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke today.
This is a blatant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It defies all diplomatic efforts for a peaceful solution.
But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held his own news conference and dismissed the invasion accusations. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson joins us from Mariupol, Ukraine. And Soraya, Mariupol is a seaport town said to be the next target for the Russian or pro-Russian forces. What can you tell us about the situation there?
Well, today was very interesting. I met the mayor and I saw a lot of volunteers who were out digging trenches for the Ukrainian troops. A brigade arrived here a couple days ago in preparation of defenses that they feel are necessary because the pro-Russian separatists and reportedly Russian troops are only about 30 miles away to the east.
And what is the sentiment within Mariupol? Are people who live there feeling uneasy?
Certainly, there is a large degree of uneasiness. When I came here earlier in the week, we saw an awful lot of people leaving. The mayor tells me that these are mostly visitors because this is a seashore resort. I mean, it's a heavy industrial town, but it also has a resort-like features, and so people are here for the summer. And he says that tens of thousands have left because they fear what's coming. He says that the people who remain are largely the residents, as well as about 40,000 refugees who've come here from other areas of eastern Ukraine where there's been fighting. And I did interview one of them earlier in the week who told me that she just was tired of running. She wasn't going to leave, even if they were going to be invaded. She hoped it wasn't going to happen, but she just didn't have the energy to go anywhere else. And what's also interesting is that this town did have pro-Russian separatists taking over one of the key administration buildings here earlier this summer, or actually even late spring. And at that time, they seemed to have some degree of support. This is a Russian-speaking community, after all, and they do remember fondly their times when they were part of the Soviet Union. But that seems to have changed. People here now they really don't want war here. They, in fact, elected Petro Poroshenko, the current president, as the mayor informs me, and he says they're going to fight.
Is the town feeling like it has to take any defensive or maybe even offensive measures? I mean, you just mentioned fighting. What are they bracing themselves for?
They just have seen what happened 30 miles or a little bit more than that to the east, where pro-Russian separatists took the town of Novoazovsk, which is, again, about 30 miles to the east. And so they fear that they're coming here as well. I mean, the idea being that this is a very important town. It's again, has much industry. And if they were to take this, then they would basically control the three main cities in eastern Ukraine, and also potentially create a land bridge to Crimea, which, of course, Russia took earlier this year.
Soraya, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, also weighed in today. And here's part of what he said.
You know, the situation sadly reminds me of the Second World War, when the German fascist occupants would surround our towns, such as Leningrad, and would shoot directly at the residential buildings and people.
But Soraya, Putin also called on the pro-Russian separatists to release Ukrainian soldiers who had been surrounded by the rebels in another town in eastern Ukraine. Why is he doing that?
Well, he's basically putting out this olive branch. He says that this is a humanitarian gesture, that these Ukrainian soldiers who are in desperate need of supplies, they're basically surrounded and isolated and have not given up. So he's saying, you know, make room, let them go as long as they leave their weapons and vehicles behind. Well, that's something that is what the pro-Russian separatists, you know, when they refute claims that Russia is actually supplying them with arms, they say this is how they get their arms, that they take these sorts of tanks and armored personnel carriers and guns from the Ukrainians as trophies, if you will. You know, they confiscate them when they leave. And so this would be, I guess, maybe an indication of that. But I don't think people here are buying that too much, whether Ukrainian, certainly not the West. Some experts who have looked at video footage have said that they have seen clearly that there are tanks here that only the Russians have, that the Ukrainians don't. It is very interesting. A lot of the weapons and the military vehicles that the Ukrainians do have, even the ones they had on display last Sunday during a parade, Independence Day parade. I mean, they're woefully undersupplied, if you will. You know, they just don't have the equipment and the caliber of the troops even that the Russians have.
Sarai, is there a sense that the tide has turned and the separatists may win?
Well, certainly that's a fear. It's not one that the Kiev government is talking about, but there is a great concern. Again, if they do take this town of Mariupol, basically Russia would be able to have a connection to Crimea, which they've been pretty much cut off from, but when, you know, since they took it. And so this would really be a big boon for them, and they would have control. The pro-Russian separatists are calling their new republic, if you will, New Russia. I mean, they very much want this. So it is a fear, but it's the Ukrainians are not giving up. They're not running away. And I think this is going to be a very, very big battle if, in fact, it comes to that.
That's NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson speaking to us from Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine. Soraya, thank you.
You're welcome.